We are back with another episode of For You From Eve. Hi, guys. My name is Olivia Eve. If you are new to this podcast, my name is Olivia. This is a podcast I created a little bit over a year ago to talk about wellness, lifestyle, health, girl advice, self-love, anything that you can imagine we talk about on this podcast. And I have not talked and uploaded in a week. It would be a week today. Yeah, I normally upload every Wednesday and Friday. Wednesday normally with a guest, Friday solo episodes. Every single Friday we do a For You Friday series, and Wednesday I like normally have a guest on. And today we're back with another For You Friday episode, and I have so many guest episodes lined up. So I'm going to explain myself. I'm going to talk about where I've been. If you follow me on Instagram, my Instagram's at For You From Eve. If you follow me on Instagram, you know what's been going on in my life. You know why I've been MIA. You know why I haven't recorded. You know why I've been a little bit just like off track and not my best. So we're going to start from the beginning. And first of all, I just want to say last April, right? I'm going to talk about what happened to me this year. This time last year was when I sprained my back. I remember spraining my back. I couldn't go to the gym for like 2 weeks. I sprained my back. I had to get my wisdom teeth taken out. I had to get a root canal. I had to get a chemical peel on my face. I was on bed rest because I found out that I got sciatica in my back. All that stuff happened in April. And I didn't know it happened in April. So while I'm going through everything I was going through these past few weeks, I look at my Snapchat memories and I go, I guess it's just an annual thing that the month of April does not like me because I was on bed rest this past week and just a million things happened at once. So let's start from the beginning. These past few weeks, I've been getting very anxious about school and my life, my personal life in general. I don't really love going into details about my personal life in here, but a lot has been kind of going on where I've felt very, you know, when you're kind of just like waking up and you don't really realize your purpose, that was kind of how I felt. And it had a lot to do with school. So I'm in school. I've obviously been going to college for a few years. And kind of more that I'm doing this podcast, more that I'm creating social media, all these things, the more I'm disliking what I do at school, the more I'm disliking my major and the classes I'm taking. It doesn't even feel like a chore at some points. It feels like torture. Like it just feels like I can't believe I'm paying to do this when I don't want to do it and I don't see the purpose in it. And I feel like the past few weeks, I was really just juggling with my mind about my education because I was so insecure about the grades that I was getting and how much I didn't care, how many classes I wasn't showing up to, how many assignments I was late on, and all these things. And I just feel very kind of, I felt very lost about where I was with school and where I stood with school and why I was even studying the major. By the way, I study marketing, just at a very kind of low point in my life of like, what's my purpose? What am I doing here? What am I going to be doing in a few years, etc. I think we've all kind of go through that. As I was kind of going through all my personal issues with myself, kind of falling into a negative hole with my body confidence and my self-image and eating patterns and kind of just falling into bad habits that I used to have when I was a lot more self-conscious and I started to notice it about myself. And what I was kind of going through with myself was affecting other people in my life. And I've just felt at a very low point mentally this month. And on top of feeling at a low point mentally, I started to get at a low point physically. So it kind of just got off bed rest with a concussion. I'm technically not supposed to go back to like classes and working out or anything until May 3rd. So I've been on bed rest. I got my concussion last week. I was playing volleyball. I was sitting down tying my shoe and I guess someone was practicing their hits and they hit me really, really hard in the middle of my head. And I remember when I first got hit, I couldn't see the ball coming to me because I was like looking down. And then I guess my head looked up because I was going to talk to someone. And so when I went to go look up and respond to someone, the ball just hit me right in the middle of my head. And I felt my head, like I felt my brain shake. Like I felt like it hit the back of my head and it did. But like I remember just feeling very like in shock. Like I didn't pass out, but I kind of just was in shock for a little bit where my eyes were just like staying open and I wasn't moving because I was like, what just happened? Because my brain just shook. Like I was like, what just happened? And I remember just looking at my friend, but there were so many people around me that I wanted to like play it cool. So I was like, oh, I'm fine. Like, oh, it's just my nose. I think my nose is swollen. And I was tearing up because it had kind of like hit that area. So it was making me tear up. I was telling everyone, I was like, I'm going to tear up, but I'm not crying. I'm fine. And I truly don't cry when I'm in pain like that, especially in front of people. That is like too embarrassing for me. But I remember just being in so much pain. And I remember I just kind of kept going for like the next 30 minutes. I was fine. I was walking around. I was like acting okay. There were moments where I was like, oh, I'm not good right now. If I would sit up and I would get back up, I was like, wait, wait, wait. Like that didn't feel good. And then I remember getting home that night because it started to get really worse after 30 minutes. I got home that night. I couldn't go up the stairs without a horrible headache. So I just slept on my living room couch. It was just, it was bad. Like I remember just icing my head so it didn't get swollen. My nose was a little bit swollen for a few hours, but when I woke up in the morning, I put ice on it and then the swelling went away. So it really wasn't anything too crazy. But I remember just being like, what? Like if I wake up tomorrow and it still hurts, I have to go to the doctor. So I woke up the next morning, I went to the doctor and he told me, you have a concussion. Don't work out for, you know, a few days. After a few days, the pain goes away, you can get back into normal routine. I just wouldn't, you know, stress yourself out too much. And I was like, doc, I have a, it's finals week. And he was like, oh yeah, you don't go back to school for like a week. And I was like, wait, what? And he was like, I don't want you going back to school for a week. And because of the mental lowness that I was at that week that I got concussed, I already didn't go to my classes that week. So now that he was telling me to take another week off classes, I was like, oh my God, I'm not going to go to classes for 2 weeks. And then I'm just going to show up and take my finals. Like, what is going on? And he was just like, look, like, you need to kind of exercise your brain, right? You need to look at the sky and get outside, maybe take a few walks, rest it, all these things that you have to do. You don't want to be looking at your computer, answering emails, doing your podcast. Like you have to focus on healing your brain first because this is serious. Like if you don't heal your brain after a concussion, you can get into a lot of deeper trauma. And I was like, okay, I need to take this seriously. So for a full week, I didn't go to classes. I didn't open up emails. I didn't open up Instagram DMs. I kind of story to let you guys know what was going on, but I wasn't recording podcasts, nothing. I'd canceled all my podcast recordings and I just felt so useless and helpless. And it was just like, what is my point right now? Like I'm sitting in bed all day. I'm taking naps, waking up, going to sleep. I'm eating. I can't go to the gym. And the gym, when I was at my mental like low point mentally, the gym was what I looked forward to because I was at such a low point mentally that I felt just so like the way I was getting rid of my anxiety or stress or depression, I guess, just like sadness, was going to the gym. That was what healed me. And then that got ripped away from me. It's like everything that I had to distract myself was pulled away. And it's like God was telling me, these aren't situations that you should distract yourself in. These are situations that you need to deal with and face head on. And so being at home for a week without being able to go to classes, do my podcast, do social media content, all these things, it just kind of made me step back and be like, okay, like I have to deal with my problems. Like God is forcing me to deal with my problems because all my distractions were pulled away from me. And I remember my concussion was really bad for a week. Like I remember I went through Easter weekend with like a really bad concussion. I was trying to go outside more. The sun was like kind of hurting my eyes. The light was hurting my eyes. But for the past few days, I started to feel a little bit better. I remember on Monday, obviously today's Friday, but on Monday, I woke up and I felt a little bit better. Tuesday, I felt really good. Like I remember waking up Tuesday and I was like, okay, wait, like I feel really good today. Like I kind of woke up without a headache. What a shocker. And then Wednesday, I was like, I think I could go to the gym. And then I wake up Wednesday and I have a sore throat. And I'm like, oh, this is just another thing. I wake up Wednesday, I have a sore throat. My nose is runny. I took my allergy medicine a little bit later. So I was like, okay, you know what? Maybe I just have allergies right now. So I took my allergy medicine, but my throat was hurting all day, all night. And I was like, you have to be kidding me. I was like, now my concussion is better and my throat starts hurting. And I was like, you know what? I'm literally not allowing myself to get a cold. So I'm just going to take a bunch of vitamin C and keep like going outside and doing all these things because I can't feed into this right now. Like I don't have time to be sick. Like I have so much to catch up on. And then it just kind of made me realize that I don't let myself heal. And I think this is something a lot of us are guilty for doing. Like when we're sick, we don't allow ourselves to heal because we just want to do the next thing. We want to answer our emails, get back to work, get back on routine, get back on schedule, and just kind of catch up with everything. And I got mad at myself because I was like, Liv, if you do not rest and let yourself heal, you will not be able to come back 100% how you were before. So today is obviously Friday, but Wednesday, I was like, let me take it slow the whole day. I'm not going to go to the gym. I'm going to rest my body. I'm going to take a shower, all these things. I woke up on Thursday morning feeling better. My throat didn't hurt as much because of how much tea I drank, how much vitamin C I took, all the like clean foods I was eating, the rest I was getting, everything. And I woke up on Thursday feeling a lot better. I was like, you know what? I feel good. I went to the gym on Thursday and I did a really slow workout. Like the second that I was like, if my head hurts or if this hurts, I'm done and I'm leaving. But I felt okay. Like I was like, you know what? I feel good enough to go to the gym. I went to the gym. I got a workout in. And today's Friday. Obviously, I have a podcast recording scheduled for later today that will go up next Wednesday. And I just felt like I was getting back on track. And it was because I had let myself heal for a few days. And this episode's going to be about getting back on track because I was at such a low point. And I'm going to talk about the low point that I went through because I feel like maybe I'm not that transparent with things. The lowest point I remember was Saturday night. Today's Friday. Last Saturday, this was when my concussion was really, really bad and I was stressed out about school. I remember all week I was getting all these emails from my classes and my professors and like the kids in my class were talking about the finals. And then I was getting messages about where's the podcast recording yesterday? You didn't have a podcast up and just like all these things. And I remember just like waking up Saturday and I was like, you know what? I'm going to make today a good day. I'm going to, you know, feel better today. And then all afternoon if you get sensitive to any health things, skip past a few seconds, just a little warning. Saturday afternoon, I was extremely sick. I was nauseous all day. My head was killing me. I was, you know, when I say I was getting sick, I think you guys know what I mean. I was not, my stomach was coming back up out of my system. And everything, I was in the worst, like my head was in the worst pain it's ever been in my life. And I've struggled with migraines before. I had the worst headache of my life. And I'm just sitting in my bed crying, getting sick to my stomach, nauseous, all these things. And just at a really, really, really low point. And on top of it, I see all these emails I'm missing and I'm thinking of finals and I'm really just stressing myself out all afternoon. And I felt very like lonely and I felt very like no one can understand what I'm going through in this moment. Like in this moment, no one's going through the same thing I am. Obviously, there are people out there who are and have gone through those things, but I'm someone that I don't like reaching out and being like, I need help. I need you, blah, 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 whatever. And it's a Saturday. Like people go out on Saturday night. I don't expect anyone to sit home and be with me on a Saturday night. Like it was one of those nights where I just felt so lonely and in so much pain. And I remember just being like, I have to leave my house. I hadn't left my house that Saturday. I don't think I had left since Tuesday, which was my doctor's appointment. So I was home Tuesday through Saturday, like not leaving my house, not doing anything, like literally did nothing to leave my house besides go to the doctor's because my head was hurting too much. And I was like, I have to get in my car and I have to go somewhere. I wasn't allowed to drive. So I went in my car and I drove down the street and I just sat in my car and cried. Like, it was a Saturday night and I parked at a place right down the street and just bawling my eyes out in my car, crying and talking to God and just crying and being sad and kind of just like getting to the point of like, you're allowed to cry and you're allowed to feel things and you're allowed to not be okay. And it's okay that you're at a low point in your life right now and that things don't make sense right now. Like it's okay to sit and recognize that not every day is going to be a good day and that not every day is going to have good news in it, or just kind of be okay with the fact that not every day is going to have a silver lining. And that was the kind of Saturday that I was having. I was sitting in my car crying to God and just praying for things that, you know, I don't even want to repeat. And it's just like those are moments where you're like, oh wow, I can really get to a low point mentally. And it's sad because I preach about mental health. I preach about self-love. You know, I preach about all these things. And then it kind of just gets to a point where I'm very lost at like, why do I preach these things if I can't follow them myself sometimes? But I think that's unfair to say. Like, I think it's unfair to tell myself, you preach about self-love and happiness and all these things. Like, you don't deserve to sit in your car on a Saturday night and cry. Like, I talk to myself like that, and that's not okay. So I wanted to be transparent with you guys, and I wanted to talk about the struggles that I've been having in case you're having similar struggles, and just kind of in general, how to really pick yourself back up from a situation like that. Like, how do you go from bawling your eyes out on a Saturday night to having the best Sunday of your life? That's what I'm going to talk about today, because that's how I felt on Saturday night. I didn't want to reach out to people for help. I wanted to handle it myself. And even though I was at a really low point, I was able to know in the back of my mind that I had the power to change that. So Sunday was my Easter. I celebrated Orthodox Easter last Sunday. So I was kind of just surrounded by family the whole day, but spent the day being really low key. I still really wasn't at my best. I remember still being kind of like a little bit moody, still had a headache, still didn't feel great. I was kind of just like, it is what it is. I'm going to force myself through the day. And I spent like the whole night kind of just like got a early sleep. And Monday I spent the day with my family and friends, and like Monday I forced myself to get out of the house. These past few days, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I was like, I have to, this is when I started to feel a little bit of a sore throat. Even kind of recording this podcast, I still feel my throat a little bit, but honestly, I took such good care of it the past few days that I think it's just like going to be healed soon. But the past few days, I was like, I have to get back on track. Like, I have to get it together. I have to figure myself out. Like, this is the time to pick myself back up, because I saw at what a low point I was on Saturday, and I haven't been at a point like that in so long that I was like, Liv, get it together. So 2 days ago, I was like, let's start off with cleaning. That's the first thing I do when I have to get back on track, is I clean and organize everything. I didn't necessarily, I finished everything on Thursday, but on Tuesday, I went through my bathroom. So I went through everything in the shower, everything in the cabinets, in the drawers, any expired skincare products, anything I just didn't use anymore, my sister or mom didn't use anymore, I got rid of. Like, I just threw things out. I was like, this is a half bottle of facial cleanser that we don't use. I'm throwing it out. Like, there's just no mercy in situations like that. Oh, this face wash made me break out. Even though I've used it, it's opened. I can't give it to anyone. No, none of my friends use it. I'm throwing it out. Just like a no mercy cleaning everything out. So I remember just cleaning everything out in my bathroom, from the things in the shower to the things in the counters, just everything. And I was so exhausted after I did it, because I was obviously still like healing my brain and like healing my body. I didn't even really explain what happened with my concussion, but basically when I went to the doctors and he had told me I had a concussion, he just said that my brain hit the back of my head and kind of just like shook a little bit, and it shook and it was going to be in pain for like a few days or a week or so. So that's why I had to heal it. But thank God, like, there's no permanent damage and it didn't shake that bad. Like, it was a volleyball that hit me. So thankfully it wasn't that serious, but I did have a really rough week with it. But nothing happens on accident. You know, there's a reason that that happened to me and why I had this low point. Maybe it was so I could have a new awakening, which is what I'm going to be talking about. So I remember just cleaning out all of my bathroom stuff, like really went deep into it. After doing my bathroom stuff, I went through all my makeup. So I did my skincare, my makeup, my hair stuff, everything. And I had ordered a few new like hair things and hair essentials on Amazon. So that was really, really good to kind of just get that and feel kind of like I had a new start. So I did my bathroom on Tuesday, which was a really good feeling. And then I was like, okay, Wednesday, I'm going to do my clothes and my, you know, dresser, my closet, everything. So Wednesday, I did my whole bedroom and I just did my desk, which is in my room. I did everything in my closet. I went through, I pushed all my jackets to the back of the closet, pushed the dresses to the front, pushed my summer tops to the front and like summer colors. I normally have my closet color coordinated and it goes from like blacks to browns to whites to grays to other like summer colors, but this time I have like a bunch of button down summer shirts. I put them all to the front and it's not color coordinated, but it coordinates with like the hoodies that are in my closet and everything. So it looks fine, but I just kind of did like all of that. I went through my whole entire closet. I got rid of like, I even went through like that sock drawer that no one ever goes through and like got rid of socks that didn't match or, you know, whatever. I just went through all the drawers in my bedroom, my desk, everything. And then on Thursday I tackled my office. So I kind of did everything little by little. I went through my school bag, my work bag, my gym bag, just everything. Like, I really just wanted to clean everything out, take everything out, give everything a place. Like, I get really bothered when things don't have a place, and I still have this bin in my closet of just random things that I have no explanation for, but they have to be there. Like little packets that I got from PR that I don't want to get rid of. Like if they give me a little pouch or something, like a sunscreen that I use, just little things that it's like, this doesn't have a place, but I need it. So I'm just going to leave it here. Like my beach bag is in this little bin. Like I don't need that until I go to the beach in a few months, but it needs to be there. So it was just like so many things that I need that have like a little place now, even though it's the bin, they have a place. It's like my random stuff. But going through your space, vacuuming, wiping counters, going through your books and your journals and figuring out which ones you actually read and which ones you use, like going through old notes and throwing out things you don't need, all these things just makes you feel so refreshed. Also, cleaning your car. I did that on Thursday too. On Thursday, I took my car for a car wash, and the car wash that I go to, you can vacuum the inside of your car as well. So I went and I like open all the doors, I vacuum the carpets, I Windex everything, I dust everything. Like I just clean every single area of that car. And when I have a clean room and a clean car and a clean office and a clean bathroom, I feel back on track. Like I feel ready. And if I have like a big event coming up, so on Sunday, I have a friend's wedding that I'm going to. Now that like my hair stuff has a spot, my makeup stuff has a spot, like now that all these things have a place and a spot, I feel more ready to like put myself together and get ready. Like it's just when everything has a spot in your place and when you are getting back on track and just kind of cleaning out your bags, like you're going to school knowing everything in your backpack, you don't have random wrappers in there and all that stuff, it really is such an amazing feeling. Like such an amazing feeling. So I just feel very put together when everything is clean, everything has a spot, my drawers are organized, everything is organized. Because look, sometimes we just have bad days or bad weeks where our clothes are where they're not supposed to be. My biggest tip for, you know, cleaning your space and letting it stay like that is, number one, doing this once a week. Like once a week, vacuum, dust, wipe everything down, just kind of keep, you know, that dust off your areas. Number two, when you take your clothes off, make sure you put it away right away. I know that's something I struggle with too. Like I will leave my clothes like on my chair. If I get home really late at night, I'm like, I don't feel like hanging up these pair of jeans, and I'll just put it on my chair and like go to sleep. Make sure you really, really, really keep that. And just kind of like picking up little things here and there. Like don't let your coffee sit on your desk all night. Like bring it downstairs now instead of later, so you don't have to come home to a messy room. Coming home to a clean room is my number one thing. I have to come home to a clean room, whether I'm coming home from vacation, a friend's house, the gym. Coming home from the gym is one of the biggest things. Like I have to come home to a clean room. I have to. So I really just think that's so important to have a clean space and just make sure that it makes you happy when you walk into your space. I know for me personally, I spend so much time in my room and in my bathroom and in my office because I'm home a lot because I obviously work from home. So it's like, it's really important for me to have a clean space as well as my car. Like I want a clean car because I use it to commute to school and go to the gym and everything. So that's my advice with kind of cleaning your space and keeping it clean. It's just to pick up after yourself at the end of each day. So yeah, that was the first thing that I did to get back on track. Now, getting back on track with my podcast and with work, I remember feeling so overwhelmed with how many missed emails I had. And I just remember being like, okay, let me inform everyone that emailed me that I had a concussion and that's why I had to cancel my podcast recordings and reschedule. I sat down, I opened my calendar in one tab, my emails in the other tab. I went through, I sent rescheduling dates. I sent over like, hi, I'm sorry, like I had this concussion, blah, blah, blah. Just like a warning to make sure people didn't think I was ignoring them. And then I sent over new dates to record. By the way, guys, side note, the people that we have coming up to collab with, you guys are not ready. Like, I cannot believe some of the people and some of the things that I have coming up. The silver lining of my, like, on Saturday, I had that breakdown, and I'm going to get into it. I'm going to get into it slowly, actually. I'm not going to, just wait a few more minutes and I'll explain what I mean. But that's how I kind of got back on track with my podcast. For school, I emailed all my professors a doctor's note and I told them, like, please extend deadlines for me. Like, I can't work until this day. You know, projects, finals, and all, majority of my professors were very understanding of what was going on in my life and were like, okay, I get why you haven't been in class. Make sure you make up this work as soon as you're better, etc. So that's kind of what I did when I felt really overwhelmed with I guess, responsibilities that I had. Responsibilities to you guys. Like, I obviously have a responsibility to upload a podcast once a week. That's why you guys follow me. That's why you guys listen to my content. So I kind of posted on Instagram. I've been gone, but I'm coming back. I'm doing this. Like, I posted when I organized my closet just to let you guys know, like, I'm up and I'm better and I'm going to be better at this and get back on track again once I feel better. And so many of you had messaged me and been like, take care of yourself. Like, we're here for you. Take care of yourself and then come back, which I appreciate so much that you guys are like, don't record, don't upload, don't worry about us. Focus on you. We'll come after. Like, it actually makes my heart like so warm, because it just shows me that you guys aren't just there to listen to me. You guys are there for me as well. And you guys want to know about my life and make sure I'm okay, which means the world. So that's kind of what I did for my responsibilities to get back on track, was just go through emails, you know, make everyone aware of my situation and start going through everything really slowly. Like, I was going through my emails really slowly, going through my Google Calendar and writing things down. The next thing that I did to get back on track was to create a to-do list. So I looked up each day that my final was. I was like, okay, this is my final on this day, and this day for all these classes. And I just took out my planner and I wrote down the days that I had a final, and I just went through my Canvas, which is what I use for all my classes. I went through my Canvas, which is what the school provides me. And I just kind of wrote down every single day that I had a final or a special assignment due, whatever it may have been. So that way I can kind of get back on track and figure out what I need to do first. So what I really did, like, in specifics, is I took my monthly calendar. I have like a calendar. I took the monthly section and I wrote down any day that I had an exam in May, projects due in May, whatever it was. And then once I wrote down the exams, the projects, the assignments, I made like a Excel sheet. You can also do it on just like a line piece of paper. And I wrote the day it was due and then the assignment and class that it was. So that way I kind of had like an order of everything. So it was like, okay, these are the things you have to do first because they've already been due or they're due soon. And I kind of just like went down the list. So that way now I have a list of everything I have to get done by the end of the semester. And it's like, okay, now I'm done with this and I'm done with the semester. So that was something that I did that really, really helps me. I always do that during finals week, because I write down everything between me and the end of the semester, and it helps so, so much. So I did that to kind of get back on track with finals week and create a to-do list for myself. And then I made a separate one for my podcast. So these are the dates of my podcast recordings and the podcasts I have come up. I have to post this on this day for my social media content. I have this collaboration coming up on this day, etc. So I kind of created a to-do list and organized everything that I have coming up. So that was kind of everything that I did to get back on track. Mentally, to get back on track. And this is what I'm going to talk about with my upcoming collabs and all the good news that I have coming up. I, of course, don't want to just go in and say, this is the person I'm talking to, this is, no. I'm not going to give you guys the specifics yet. Those are something you have to look out for on my Instagram, but I do have a few exciting things I will tell you. On Saturday night, when I was at this low point, I remember going home again, because I told you guys I like went down the street. I went home again. I took a shower. I sat in my bed. I was still sad. I was like, you know what? There's no healing myself today, so I'm going to go to sleep, and I'm going to wake up tomorrow, and I'm going to be better. I went to sleep. I woke up on Sunday. It was Easter. I remember waking up a little bit later, getting ready a little bit slower. Then I had gone to church for Easter. I was able to see my family and my friends. I came home and my family hosted Easter. So I was surrounded by my family, kind of just like distracting myself, talking to people. And then around like 4 or 5 p.m., I was like, okay, I'm getting a little bit sad again. But let me just get into bed. Let me take off my makeup, get into something cozy and order myself some food and just like sit down, eat some food that I normally wouldn't let myself eat, and watch something on YouTube. And I just did that little self-care thing. And it wasn't a huge thing. It didn't extremely make me feel better, but it made me feel okay. Like, it made me feel a little bit comforted by myself, which I think is really important, to feel safe when you're alone and not feel lonely just because you're alone, right? Because you're not lonely if you enjoy your own company. You can never be lonely if you enjoy your own company. And I'm sitting down, I'm enjoying this time with myself, and I'm kind of just like thinking about what I need to do to pick myself back up. So in these past few days, I started to manifest again. I started to recreate my vision board, because I felt like the one I had didn't really represent things that I wanted in my life anymore. Not necessarily that like it wasn't things that I wanted, but I feel like you should always switch up your vision board, because you always have new goals and new things you want to accomplish. So I was switching up my vision board. printing out new pictures that inspired me, printing out new goals that I had, all these things, just to kind of reset my mental health and reset my goals and re-envision my future. So I had started to kind of do this for myself and regain future motivation. This is a side note, but one of my good friends, Cutting, I've had her on this podcast before, definitely check her out. She just moved out on her own. And she's a few years older than me, I think 4 years older than me, 3 or 4 years older than me. And I had just went to her apartment a couple nights ago. And I remember just like walking in and being so proud of her and the fact that she had bought this apartment by herself. And just thinking like on my way there, I'm like, I can't believe she did this. Not that I'm shocked by her because she is so hardworking and amazing. But I was like, I can't believe that she did this. Like, is this something I'm capable of doing? And it kind of just gave me a moment to regain inspiration for myself. And I was like, that can be me in a few years. Like in a few years, I am capable of doing that as long as I kind of allow myself to be capable of doing that and start working hard now. So I kind of re-inspired myself from her and what she had accomplished and just seeing people on Instagram do the same thing. Like I've seen so many people on Instagram move out on their own or buy their own first car or whatever it is. And it just made me realize I'm capable of creating that life for myself as long as I kind of start working towards it now. And I started to realize like I have to start journaling again. I have to start manifesting again. I have to start kind of seeing the other side of everything wrong in my life right now. I have to start seeing the other end of it and start seeing the other side of it. And that was when I started to find out all these good things happening in my life, all the good collabs I have coming up in May and in June. And I'm just like, I can't believe that all I did was like sit with myself, start manifesting again. And I was like, wait, like good things are coming to me already just because I'm believing that they're going to come. And that kind of just made me realize creating a new vision board, writing down the things that I want in this life, all these things, they do come to you when you do that. And it's just like, I couldn't believe that the second I told myself you have to get back on track, God was like, I'm going to show you why you should expect good to come out of this. Because it's like you were at your lowest point this week. You've been going through a lot recently. I'm going to show you why you should keep holding on and keep believing in that future that you see for yourself. And it was just such an eye-opening moment where I realized the world wasn't against me. And it's like I am capable of creating my dream life for myself, even though it's hard. And even though there are days where you don't see the other end of it, it does come. Everything comes in time. Time heals all. And I just kind of wanted to share that story because I don't really talk about the low points as much as I should, I feel like. And I don't talk about coming out of them as much as I should. And that's how I've felt. And this episode, I needed to talk about everything with you guys because I've had so many, I guess, eye-opening moments recently. And I just wanted to talk about them with you guys and let you know that it's okay to have bad days and dark days and just days where you don't see the other side, because eventually it comes. I love all of you so much. My DMs are always open. I really do try to go through a lot of my DMs, and sometimes I'll answer your question on the podcast. Sometimes I'll message back. I try not to be on my phone too much, but I love answering your guys' DMs. I hope this episode kind of showed you that as much as you can preach about wellness and self-love journey and all these things, there's days when you're down, you know? So thank you so much for listening to today's For You Friday episode. I am so grateful for all of you. Don't forget, we're almost at the end of April, right? Is this episode going up on May 1st? No, we're not yet. We're almost at the end of April. I am currently selling these digital downloads, iPhone wallpapers, desktop wallpapers, and a self-discovery journal, my personal favorite. I'm selling all of it on my website, which will be linked down below. All the profits are going to the Anxiety and Depression Association of America. So any single dollar that you spend on those products will be donated. So, you know, feel good about yourself and donate, or also just, you know, support in any way that you can by reposting it on Instagram. If you can't have the money, you can support it through Instagram. I will be having a giveaway also as well. Before donating the money, I will be giving away the journal, the iPhone wallpapers, the desktop wallpapers, but not just the digital. I also printed out a mini journal for you guys and also printed out I have like a workout plan and a daily planner on it that I printed out a few copies for as well. So you will have printed copies of the books, and I threw in a few more cute wellness goodies. I will be announcing that probably May 1st. I think on May 1st, I'm going to put the giveaway out, and then at the end of the week I'm going to close the giveaway and donate all the money that you guys purchase from. So Thank you again for listening to this episode. Make sure you guys go into the description to follow my Instagram at For You From Eve, my TikTok as is, I think, Olivia Eve Shabo. And yeah, thank you so much for listening to today's For You Friday episode. And I love all of you so much. And I hope you have an amazing rest of your weekend.